That's right, it is time for Swimming Upstream, a time of the week where we take a look at some hidden gems amongst our streaming services, give you some bingeable content for your week ahead. I am joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful Swimming Upstreamers, Sam Mitchell. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Well, I've got my floaties on. I'm ready to swim.
Oh, yes. Don't forget to slip, slop, slap.
What have we got this week?
We love our metaphors here.
We do.
This week, well, Australia Day just passed.
It did.
There is a bit of controversy surrounding that, but APC iView put that aside and they've added a bunch of classic Aussie movies to their servers.
Okay. Are you a fan of classic Aussie movies?
I mean, I haven't watched that many, but I mean, the ones I have are really bloody good.
I feel like they're either fantastic or really weird. Like, that's the two levels of Australian films. There's no in between. They're either amazing or strange.
Well, I mean, I've got a movie that is amazing and strange.
Okay.
I did watch two of these movies, actually. Walkabout and Wake in Fright.
I've not seen either of these.
Well, they're very old. They're both from 1971.
Okay.
And they're both like some of the most critically acclaimed Aussie movies ever. They caused like a whole new wave of Aussie cinema.
Wow, okay.
Which lasted about 20 years.
Okay.
And both of these are a fantastic watch. I'd recommend them. But Wake in Fright is what I'm going to be talking about.
I'm ready.
It still stands as such a unique, memorable, confronting movie, and it needs to be talked about.
Okay.
It centers on John Grant, who works as a school teacher in the outback.
Mm-hmm.
So when school goes out and he's on the way home to Sydney, he stops over in a mining town called the Yabba.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not clear in the movie how long he spends there, but over time he realizes that he is completely trapped and the town becomes more and more sinister.
Oh my gosh.
They're obsessed with drinking, illegal gambling, and some of them have very violent, manipulative tendencies.
This sounds like a little bit of a scary movie.
It does sound very scary, but I mean, you know, I've probably already given too much away, to be quite honest. But it becomes quite unsettling. It does seem, well, it's not really scary in like the common sense.
I mean, jump scare kind of way.
Yeah, there's no jump scares. It's just, you know, a very, I think you call it a psychological thriller. That's what all the film critics will call it.
Hit of your stomach.
Yeah.
Something's not right. It's creepy.
And it never seems to end sometimes.
Okay.
But I mean, not in like a bad way, like you want it to end.
Okay.
Because I mean, at the same time, you've got all this beautiful outback imagery to look at as well. And very convincing performances from old Aussie actors, Donald Pleasance, Jack Thompson. And yeah, I mean, there's also some pretty intense imagery as well, including a pretty brutal kangaroo hunt.
Ooh.
So it's definitely not for the squeamish.
Do you know what? I can watch a person get butchered on screen. I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, this is gross, but I'm fine. The minute you hurt an animal, that's it. That is just where I draw every single line that I cannot cross.
Yeah.
I think I'd be looking through my fingers at that one. I'd have my hands over my eyes looking through my fingers.
It's a funny story, actually, because the movie was remastered and screened at Cannes Film Festival in 2009.
Oh, wow.
And 12 people walked out during that scene. There was a whole ton of violence throughout the entire movie.
But that was the scene.
That was the scene that put people over the line.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The movie was actually adapted into a TV series last year on 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently it's...
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, again, it's got Sean Keenan in it as the lead role, and he looks surprisingly similar. It does a really good job.
Okay.
But even though the movie looks a bit shoddy to today's standards, it's I think it's much better than the series.
All right.
Mostly the new version seemed a bit too sanitized. The music and sound design in the movie, it's more original, it's more atmospheric, and it was pretty innovative for its time.
Okay.
There's also this, like, weird larrikin sense of humor in the original, which kind of draws you in and breaks up some of the more confronting stuff, which is really cool.
Okay.
It's like that old Aussie sense of humor, which is kind of lost.
Yeah, this sounds very Australian. You've got kind of outback imagery, kind of creepy pit of your stomach feeling, and a little bit of weird humor. This is like your quintessential Australian film.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'd recommend it even if you don't enjoy creepy movies. There are plenty of other things to enjoy about it, I believe.
So where are we streaming this?
We're streaming this on ABC iView.
ABC iView. Good on you, ABC. I love that it's free. That's what I love about ABC iView as well.
Yeah.
But they get rid of things at a more revolving door pace than like Netflix or Stan. So definitely jump on it.
Yeah, I think this
sooner rather than later.
I think this goes in the middle of February.
So okay. So
you've got a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks, but maybe this is the one you want to watch this afternoon. It's a bit hot and humid. I think that's gonna set a good tone.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You're gonna going to sit there a little bit sweaty, a little bit gross. Yeah. I'm into this. This is cool.
It's just over an hour and a half. Not too bad of a watch.
An Australian classic, Wake in Fright. It's on ABC iView. Sam, that sounds really fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And just before we I'm go flattered. Too, I want to mention something that's on Netflix at the moment, because I've mentioned it before on this segment. It's called Travelers, and they've put up season two now. I spent the last week binging it. I did the season finale yesterday. It was fantastic. It's about time travelers from the 23rd century who send their consciousness back to the 21st to try and kind of stop world events that led to the downfall of humanity.
Oh, so it's like they were like really topical events of the 21st century. That's really
cool. Kind of, and just weird different things that happen that you think, oh, that definitely would have messed stuff up if that had gone ahead. Interesting stuff. And they touch on a few different historical points as well. So that's my little pick that I'm going to throw in there.
Just a little aside.
Sci-fi
comedy kind of.
So once you've watched Wake in Fright and you're feeling a little bit creepy, a little bit scared, you can go and watch Travelers.
Oh, is Travelers a bit creepy?
No, it's more just like escapism, I think, like where you can really throw yourself into a character and get behind them and watch their journey. And it's a series too, so you can binge away.
Yeah, if you like binging.
Yes. Okay.
Like then. Jess. I'm not a binger myself. I like watching one at a time.
Yeah, you're a slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
I'm a binger.
I like that. It's a good dynamic.
Yeah, it's a good dynamic. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.